Can Governor Walker be defeated in 2014? Who will run against him? Do the Democrats have a chance of taking back state government anytime soon? We'll talk about Democratic Party politics in this half hour following the conclusion of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin's convention in Oconomowoc this past weekend. Our guest is the former mayor of Madison, Dave Cheslevich, who has been writing about these issues in his weekly newspaper column, The Isthmus. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:37 on this Wednesday, June 11th. We did ask newly reelected chair of the Democratic Party, Mike Tate, to join us either yesterday or today, but he wasn't able to do so. But here he is at the Democratic Convention talking about possible challengers for Governor Walker in 2014.
But let me assure you that there are several very talented and qualified people considering running. It may be one of our talented political leaders. It may be that we'll see a candidate emerge from the private sector, someone with a great Wisconsin story to tell, someone who actually knows what it means to create jobs.
So who should that candidate be? Do you think any Democrat can defeat Governor Walker? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Dave Cheslevich is former mayor of Madison. His Citizen Dave blog appears on thedailypage.com, and he writes a monthly column for The Isthmus. He is also an adjunct professor in political science and urban and regional planning at UW-Madison. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning, Citizen Dave.
Morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. So describe the state of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin today.
Well, I think it's on the rise. Obviously, the party was dealt some pretty significant blows. Act 10 substantially weakened public employee unions, which were a big part of the party's base. The redistricting that the Republicans did this last time around really locked in their majorities, at least in the assembly, for as far as the eye can see, despite the fact that Democrats got almost 200,000 more votes overall for their assembly candidates. So certainly the party's taken some hits at the state level in the past couple of years, but I think if you look forward, there are some promising things on the horizon.
Yeah, what are those promising things?
Well, first of all, I think this idea that Governor Walker is invincible just isn't correct. Two numbers. He has a 50% approval rating. That's very low for an incumbent. And 44. We rank 44th among the states in job creation. And job creation, of course, was the centerpiece of Governor Walker's promises during the last election. So I do think he's a good deal more vulnerable than a lot of people want to give him credit for. So there's that. Secondly, I do think the party is in good shape in a technical sense. Mike Tate, know him very well. I think he's doing a really good job in terms of doing the technical sort of targeting and getting volunteers on the ground that you need to do to get folks elected. And then I think just broad demographic changes, nationwide demographic changes that benefit the Democratic Party. Younger folks, millennials, tend to have more faith in government, tend to side with the Democrats on key issues. And the nation is becoming more diverse, more black and more brown. And those voters tend to be more progressive. So in the long run, I'm optimistic.
Well, back to the convention, the party's convention was this weekend, and Mike Tate easily was reelected to another term as party chair. But there are people who do point the finger at him for some of the party's failures since the 2010 elections. You say that Tate's doing a good job. Then what is the problem? Why is state government completely controlled by Republicans?
Well, it's not Mike Tate's fault. The tsunami hit us in 2010. That's essentially what happened. Nationwide, Democrats were defeated soundly, just about everywhere. And really, there was no level of party organization that could have turned the tide on that. And then the recall election, I really think came down to a question of Wisconsin voters having a fundamental sense of fairness, and they felt that whether or not they agreed with Governor Walker on his plan to kill public employee unions and other things, I think most Wisconsin voters simply felt that he had been elected for 4 years and he should get 4 years. And there again, I don't think you can blame the party for that. And now, of course, you know, the 2010 election actually was key because that was the election that dictated who would redistrict the state for the next 10 years. And so the redistricting really locked in Republican majorities, at least in the assembly for as far as the eye can see.
Yeah. No matter what Democrats say, you say Democrats are going to have to win without the support of unions, or at least strong public unions, due to Act 10 and Citizens United. How are Democrats going to be able to do that?
Well, I think they simply need to find a way. If there's a bright spot in that, and certainly there's a lot of dark clouds about Citizens United and Act 10. But unfortunately, in my view, it is reality, and it's not going to be reversed. Either of those things is going to be reversed anytime soon. And so you simply need to find a way to deal with that new reality. I think it might force the party to be even more entrepreneurial than it's been and to reach out to voters, to small contributors. People will give you $50, $100, $120 here and there once or twice a year. And in the end, that would be a good thing. I mean, it's never healthy in politics for anyone to rely on large contributions from a few entities. It's always better for democracy to be able to fund your campaign from small contributions from individuals. And I think the party is simply going to have to do everything it can to seed that base of small contributors.
So what do you make that the convention was held in Waukesha County, one of the most Republican areas of the state?
Well, I think, you know, the party was trying to make a case that it's going to try to compete all over the state. I think that makes some sense. I don't necessarily think that we should pour a lot of resources into districts where we don't have a chance. But, you know, Governor Doyle always campaigned in Waukesha. And people would say, well, why on earth are you campaigning, you know, in the center of Republican strength in the state? And he said, because there's a lot of votes there. And obviously for statewide races, it doesn't matter where the votes come from. And there are a lot of folks who live in Waukesha, and some are Democrats, and some are independents who are willing to give the Democrats a chance. And some of them are Republican women who are turned off by a lot of things their own party is doing, particularly the war on reproductive rights. So I think it was smart for the party to go to Oconomowoc. I think it sent a message that that they were going to be competitive in every part of the state.
Well, let's talk about some of the news that came out of the convention. U.S. Representative Ron Kind of La Crosse says take his name off the list. He has no plans to run for governor. Former Senator Russ Feingold also said, I am not going to be a candidate in 2014 or 2015. He left the door open for 2016. But so you take Russ Feingold and Ron Kind off the list. First off, does that surprise you that both of those potential candidates don't want to run for governor?
No, not at all. Ron Kind, could be an excellent candidate for statewide office, but he has turned down the opportunity a few times in the past. He seems to be a little bit risk averse. And so it doesn't look like we're going to get Ron Kind. Russ Feingold once told me he never had an interest in running for governor. It just wasn't something he wanted to do. So that doesn't surprise me at all, but he left the door open to take back his seat against Ron Johnson. I think it's okay. I think it's time for the party to develop a new generation of leaders. And, I love Russ Feingold, but I think sometimes we lean on him. And, you know, he's our all-purpose answer to every question about who's going to run for something. Well, it's going to be Russ. I think he did the party a service by being very clear that he's not going to run for governor and that we better find somebody else.
Yeah, so who do the Democrats have on the bench right now?
You know, Mike Tate sort of alluded to it. He didn't want to come out and name any names, but I think he was gently nudging Kevin Conroy into the race when he talked about someone from the private sector, someone who's created jobs. Now, a lot of people haven't heard about Kevin Conroy, but he's an entrepreneur. He has started up a few businesses, done very well, created jobs in the state, high-tech businesses in the University Research Park. I've met him. He's well-versed on the issues. I'm sorry I have to say this, but he doesn't have a record. And one of the concerns Democrats have is whoever announces who might have a record in politics is going to be pummeled by the Republicans and by the third parties. And Kevin Conroy has never held public office, so that's actually an advantage in this case. So I think he would be a strong candidate, but there are others. Peter Barker has been mentioned, the Assembly Democratic leader. I think Joe Parisi, our Dane County executive here, is the kind of guy who'd be a good contrast to Scott Walker. I think Corey Mason has done a great job on the Finance Committee, standing up to some of the Republican initiatives. I think there's a number of potential candidates out there.
Rebecca on Facebook says, Citizen Dave's suggested Democratic candidates are very conventional and Madison-centric. There are others in the private sector besides Conroy. I've also seen comments that nobody is mentioning Tammy Baldwin. Your reaction?
Well, I'm pretty sure Tammy Baldwin is happy to be in the United States Senate. It was a long-term goal of hers. Those of us in the party, of course, are very happy that she won. And I don't think she has any intention at all of running for governor. The list I put in my blog the other day was just a conversation starter. There are certainly other candidates out there that I haven't thought of. I don't think it was Madison-centric, actually, because Peter Barker is from Kenosha and Corey Mason's from Racine. I'm open to anyone who steps forward. I think there ought to be a lot of candidates. I think we ought to have a robust primary for the Democratic nomination, have a good discussion, and come out of it with a good candidate.
And besides not having a record, if a businessman, an entrepreneur like Kevin Conroy would run, presumably creating jobs would be the primary issue?
You bet. I mean, I think that's got to be the number one issue for the Democrats. Governor Walker promised 250,000 jobs. He was very specific about it. He's on a track to not even get halfway there. We rank 44th in the nation in job creation. And I think it's the direct result of Governor Walker and the Republican majority's policies. I mean, we're really looking backwards. We're not embracing the new economy. We're not investing in transportation and education, in healthcare. I think this recent decision by the governor to turn down federal Medicaid assistance is just close to malfeasance in office. I mean, essentially, we've decided not to insure 85,000 people who would have been insured under the Obamacare Health Care Act. And it's going to cost us $52 million more money. So as a Wisconsin taxpayer, you're going to spend $52 million more money to insure 85,000 less people. Now, that's just a question of competence in office. So I think the Democrat, whoever it is who runs, is going to have a lot of issues.
We are talking about possible gubernatorial candidates. We are talking about the state of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and its near future with former Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich. And we welcome your questions. We welcome your views on this. Who would you like to see run for governor on the Democratic ticket? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What do you think Democrats are doing right in Wisconsin, or where do you think they're coming up short? We welcome your calls at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Checking the weather forecast for today, it's going to be a mostly sunny, warm day. Finally, most highs near 80. There is a slight chance of storms in northern Wisconsin this afternoon. Coming up after 8 o'clock, it's On Your Money. Financial planner Kevin McKinley will be in with information and advice and answers to your personal finance questions on your money coming up in our next hour. Right now, we're talking about the state of Wisconsin's Democratic Party and wondering if Governor Scott Walker can be defeated in 2014. And our guest, former Madison Mayor Dave Cheslevich, says yes, he can. And we're talking with him about some of the issues facing the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and potential gubernatorial candidates. Dave Cheslevich has been writing about this in his Citizen Dave blog, which appears on thedailypage.com. And let's go to this email from Rebecca. I think Kathleen Vinehout would make an excellent governor. Corey Mason is a great person to look to the future. We have a lot of comments on Facebook and email saying, what about Kathleen Vinehout, Dave?
Sure. I think the more the merrier. Really, the purpose in my writing that blog was to get a discussion going about potential candidates. And sure, if Kathleen Vinehout wants to get in the race, I think that would be terrific. Again, I think we should have a crowded primary. I think we should have a good discussion about the issues and about the future of the state. And again, you know, the more folks that get in, the better it is, I think, for the party and for the state and for democracy.
Yeah, we're not going to see a repeat from Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett?
I don't think so. I think the world of Tom. I was strongly in his camp the last couple times he ran, but my sense of it is that, for a lot of reasons beyond his control, he just wasn't able to win, and I don't think he's going to take another run at it. But I have a great deal of respect for Tom, and if he did decide to try again, I think he'd be an attractive candidate.
Mm-hmm. Kathleen Falk?
I think she's sort of in the same boat with Tom. Good candidate, ran strongly, but again, just came up a little bit short. And in Kathleen's case, I guess it was three times. So I kind of doubt she'll run, but again, you know, if she did, I think she'd be a strong candidate.
Well, a candidate, though, needs statewide name recognition, doesn't
it? I think that's overplayed.
No?
I really do. If you look at where Russ Feingold came from the first time he ran in 92, he had virtually no statewide name recognition. And when I ran for the first time as mayor of Madison, I had virtually no name recognition. And a few months later, I was mayor. I think that really gets overplayed. And the worst thing to have is statewide name recognition and high negatives. And Governor Walker sort of falls into that category. You know, everybody knows his name, but he has a 50% approval rating. That's a very tough position for a candidate to be in, because if you've got high name recognition but not very high approval ratings, it means a lot of people know you and they don't like you. And it's much harder to convince somebody to change their minds about you than it is to convince someone to vote for you if they just haven't known you before.
Hey, do you want to run for governor?
Do I? No. I had 8 great years as mayor of Madison. I really enjoyed it, but I enjoy what I'm doing now, and I'm not interested in returning to politics.
John from Kimberly emails, there is no way a Democrat can defeat Governor Walker. The money from outside the state supporting Walker will blow away what the Democrats can raise. Response to that?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of the traditional Democratic lament here, and we got to get over it as a party. Yes, Governor Walker is going to have a ton of money. A lot of third-party groups, which won't have to report their where the contributions come from, will be part of it. Yes, the Republicans will trash wherever the nominee is. So what are we supposed to do, climb under a rock? I don't understand that, and I'm hearing this from my fellow Democrats over and over again, and I just want to slap them and say, get over it. Yes, that's all true. It's horrible. But you know what? It's the reality, and we got to run a candidate, and we got to do our best at winning, and it is possible to win. And if we start with this fatalistic attitude that there's no way a Democrat can win, well, guess what? We're going to, our prediction is going to come true.
Carol in Door County is with us now. Hi, Carol.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. One of the most important things I think we should do is, with what resources we have, start now with publicly and clearly articulating the vision and contrast it with what is happening and why it's essential to make a change and to have more balance in our representative in the state. And I think with the recall, we waited too long and waited till we had a candidate to start getting the message out there. And what, no matter who the candidate is, I think we need to articulate it very clearly, very early, and get resources to do that.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, absolutely. I think that if there's something the Democratic Party can be blamed for, it's not having a clear message about what it stands for. And when we had the majority in both houses and we had the governorship, we just frankly didn't do much with it. You know, one thing you got to say about the Republicans, they may hate government, but once they get control of it, they know what they want to do with it. They have a clear agenda. Now, I may not like that agenda, but the truth is they know what they want to do, and they start doing it. When we get the majority as Democrats, we tend to want to protect the ball, to use a football terminology. We get conservative and cautious, and we want to protect our most vulnerable members of the state senator, state assembly. And as a result, we don't have a strong Democratic agenda like the Republicans do on their side. And, you know, if you give the voters a choice between something and nothing, they're usually going to choose something. So I can't agree more that we need to articulate a clear message and be clear about what we're going to do with state government once we get back control of it.
Oh, darn, I was going to ask you about the state budget process and get your thoughts on that, too, but we're out of time. I hope you'll come back. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Dave Cheslevich, former mayor of Madison. His Citizen Dave blog appears on thedailypage.com. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.